through a Monday. It is Tuesday, and we're creeping through. Stu Crew, let's go. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform.
Amazing.
The glory does not belong to Stu Peter.
No.
This is God's platform, and yes, all glory be to God Almighty.
Praise Jesus.
The 12th day of July, 2022. Lots of questions to be answered, like,
why
how about...
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Day of July 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peter Show. My name is Stu. Well, COVID-19 did a lot to destroy public trust in the government and in our medical establishment, but it's important to know that they probably never deserved your trust to begin with, or our media. The government has been making insane decisions that destroy human lives or sabotage medical progress for decades. It just took COVID-19 for the public to become aware of it. The intentionally released bioweapon, COVID-19. Here's one forgotten example from about two decades ago. In 2005, the federal government had to admit that it had been testing unproven AIDS drugs on foster children without real consent and without even appointing special guardians to look out for the children's interest. And as horrifying as that is, it's only the beginning of the insane things that the fake government has done about AIDS. In the 1980s, of course, you had Dr. Fauci Mengele insisting that AIDS victims take AZT. Even though that drug basically did nothing but kill all of them faster. And then our media tells us that in the 1990s, you had the federal government get in bed with some lunatic cult, the Nation of Islam, right? Which claimed to have a miracle AIDS cure. Well, then mainstream media tells us that the NIH let a radical doctor, Abdul Ali Muhammad, run around telling people that the government invented HIV to kill black people and then claiming that he had a drug that would cure it. Then the media tells us that it didn't cure it and that everybody who took the drug still died of AIDS. And then the media tells us that the government still let Muhammad market his drug as a cure and that they even let him sell it as a grossly marked up price to make millions off of desperately dying people. Dr. Judy Mikovits is a medical researcher, a highly respected scientist, and a friend of this show. She disagrees with that narrative and she joins us now. Dr. Judy, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate you making the time for us.
Yeah, thanks, Stu. It's always a pleasure to be back with you. And I mean, that narrative, you know, that type 1 interferon, the magic bullet for cancer on the cover of Time magazine, March 31st, 1980. It's the first thing I started working on purifying. We could use at the National Cancer Institute when I was a fermentation chemist all the way back in 1980. So we made that drug. We purified it from cows. It's called bovine, and you can purify it from all animals. Very low doses, a nasal spray. It generates your innate immune responses. It's actually prophylactic. It actually stops, degrades like a Pac-Man RNA viruses. It was a solution. It was part of a oral that immunization protocol, and they demonized the Nation of Islam and Dr. Aleem and others and drove it and as if the National Cancer Institute was protecting you. We were making it. We were right there with peptide T at the same time, which was a peptide that blocked the interaction of the macrophage and the T cell. Again, developed and invented by Candace Pert, a woman. And they demonized her, and they in the movie The Dallas Buyers Club's a subject. So the natural therapies and ivermectin, which actually are valuable, important therapies used in COVID right now. So there's Dr. Aleem, and we did research through that in 2019. He came to me knowing our data in Plague of Corruption because we had an entire a chapter on Joe Cummins, who founded the company that made Paximmune. It's called Bo Immunity. And so they jacked up the price. They took it away from all of us. We made a film to show what the government did in to make interferon like ivermectin, a wonderful drug, a natural product that we could have healed everybody for pennies. They put the licensing fees on it. They jacked up the prices. They said you couldn't use it. Think about what they, our FDA, our cabal, while they put Paxlovid bit out, which is deadly ivermectin lace with fluoride. So they put a poison drug out, patent it, sell it for $3,000, just like AZT is to HIV, so is remdesivir to SARS-CoV-2. The thing that would have stopped all of it was type 1 interferon, natural immunity, ivermectins, serum, you know, 100-year-old WHO essential medicines, and we're not allowed to have any of these things.
You know, snake venom is more effective, right?
Yeah, well, we know how to fix the snake venom. That's what serum is, an anti-venom. So they've put the venoms, the peptides are clearly in these synthetic RNAs, the peptides that stimulate the pathways. That's what I'm in. My PhD was in molecular biology. I defended my thesis November 14, 1991, right after Magic Johnson was declared seropositive, had an antibody for AIDS. So what we said, based on my thesis, you had to change everything. You had to use type 1 interferons. You had to stimulate the innate pathway. You needed safe things like cannabis and peptide T. And that's the subject of the Dallas Buyers Club. The government kept you from them, demonized, pitted Black people against Black people, and made us think it was some behind a Black Muslim anti-Christian thing. We're one nation under God, and they're trying to drive us division, and we won't let it happen.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about the dialectic on this show from time to time, and we say things like the fake government, this is a perfect application. It's the elephant in the room with two blindfolded people on either side of the elephant trying to figure out what the elephant is. And this is how they do it, division with everything. Catholics versus Muslims, Christians versus Muslims, white versus Black, Black versus Black, Democrat versus Republican, you know, liberal versus conservative. And they're all fake. They're all just identities that are given by the Marxists that are taking over and this cabal of global elites like Tony Fauci Mengele, who probably should be tried and fried. When he's convicted, he should be hanging by the end of a noose somewhere. I don't have any problem saying that. You haven't gone so far as to ask for that yet. But I just want to ask.
I'd simply like to inject some of these things and watch these people suffer for decades with nobody believing them and everybody denying them and creating anger when somebody in their family tries to give them ozone therapy. This is what our book, Ending Plague, shows you, is how they've driven this agenda of hate, and we won't let it happen. I just, you know, just the on December 18th of 2020, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan invited me, Dr. Noyan Schweinder, Dr. Jack Lyons-Wire, Bobby Kennedy Jr., several doctors, including, I think, Dr. Aleem from the Nation of Islam, to Chicago on December 18th and said, based on the data, should I recommend this to my people? And at the end of the day, we showed him straight out data that showed there were solutions. And we walked away and he said, I heard you, Judy, regardless of stigma, regardless what anybody said, we sat and listened to another human being and we saved 5 million people. Cause he said, no, I won't inflict that. I'll trust an honest scientist. It was beautiful.
What was the purpose of the media telling this whole story about the Nation of Islam and this doctor and that this drug killed everybody that took it?
To drive hatred among religious groups in America.
Was it that, or was it to demonize the drug by demonizing the people that were introducing the drug, the same reason that they want to demonize anybody who talks about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or quercetin or zinc or D3 or any of these things that successfully treat this intentionally released, chemically engineered bioweapon called COVID?
Right. Well, I think in this case, it was to demonize Black people, because Dr. Aleem is exactly right. Black people, because of their sensors, their vitamin D receptors and other things, they have the stronger immune systems, and their immune systems don't look for RNA viruses. They look for parasitics. So they need that balance, homeostasis. So applying this particularly saved millions of Black lives. And we recommended it again in December of 18. And it took me 2 years to get it back. They took it away from all of us, did the same thing, tripled the price, but we've got PaxImmune, you know, in our Get Healthy store, thanks to Dr. Aleem making it available to people, because the Blacks are targeted. So they were pitting Black peoples against Black spiritual leaders like Minister Farrakhan, demonizing, you said, the Muslim drug, you know, like the Chinese virus. You know, we're targeting and creating hate in a world in our country where there is no hate, creating division. The Black people were targeted then with the HIVs because of their immune system. That was my PhD. They have a different immune system, change everything. And that took the courage. That took the courage. You'll get antibody dependent enhancement. We didn't call it that then. We didn't know the gain of function studies of LAV, lymphadenopathy virus to HIV and the goal. We didn't know any of that about the recombinant viruses. But over the last 3 decades, we've seen Tony Fauci and alone drive this agenda along with Bob Gallo and the criminal FDA. They are experimenting and targeting on Black inner city kids. You can see March 10th, 2021, Kevin Jenkins' video shown first on Children's Health Defense, medical racism. And I took quotes directly from CNN and newspaper articles that said, you know, under the guise of racial justice, give it to the Blacks and the mentally retarded first. That came from what the government was telling people. They're going to help you now under the guise of racial justice. A virus doesn't know if you're a Black man, a white man, a gay man, an IV drug user. It knows your immune system. It knows your environment. It knows your microorganisms, your virome and your microbiome. And this is just ugly how they've done this over 40 years. And that's the good news. The good news is December 18th, 2020. Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan didn't care what anybody said about me, said, come here and teach me.
Amazing. Why has Tony Fauci been able to get away with all of this? Who is the puppeteer that controls Fauci Mengele?
I think the puppeteers are on the world order of this whole cabal trying, you know.
The round table.
Yeah, it's everyone. It's big pharma. It's everything. It's the round table of this one world order, the Chinese government. They absolutely have been flying those stocks of COVID, HIV, Ebola around the world and targeting Black people. That was 2014. Tony Fauci stood next to then President Obama and shipped, you know, deadly Ebola by way of the Vero monkey kidney E6 cell line, the very one he shipped COVID to China in 2015 and 2014. He shipped it to Sierra Leone and killed 21,000 innocent people experimenting with aerosolized Ebola. It's been in that cell line. That's what I showed you the last time. All these variants, all of them are in the Vero E6 starting in 2004 when they created SARS-CoV-2 in that cell line. And they humanized it and bioweaponized it and fixed it so it would kill certain populations over others.
And so if we know this, we don't even have to identify, at least at this point, who sits at the round table and who's grossly responsible. We do know that Tony Fauci is responsible for carrying out murder. So what do we have to do? Who do we need to convince? What method needs to be enacted? I mean, you would be an expert witness. You could write affidavit after affidavit and swear under the penalty of perjury that all of this information is accurate. And you're not the only one. I mean, we have interviewed countless people who are firsthand witnesses to this murderous plan carried out by Dr. Fauci. So why is he still running around free?
Yeah, well, people like Dr. Simone Gold and I are jailed and held there, I guess, indefinitely, and the people who did nothing on January 6th.
And why does he remain in administration after administration after administration? He stood next to Obama. He stood next to President Trump. He's now next to Biden. Why?
Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan took away the retirement age. He should have been gone in 2009. Ronald Reagan.
Not to say that somebody wouldn't have taken his place anyways. When George Soros dies, somebody else is going to pick up the ball where he left it and continue running with it. So no, we have to stop the behavior itself. And we do that by making examples out of the people who are carrying it out.
And taking down the FDA. They gave themselves authority for efficacy. Their job is safety. Glyphosate is poison. You're fired. I waited for 4 years. Repeal the no liability 1986 National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act. Close the CDC. They're a military operation experimenting on Americans. Close them. They just reorganize the FDA, put Stephanie Seneff at the head of it, put people of integrity, go back to real medicine and real people, end the cabal of the healthcare industry, stop this taxpayer. We made I made dozens, if not hundreds, of targeted therapies, purinergic modulators like ivermectin and Sermin that could be helping right now. The taxpayers paid for it.
But who's going to investigate it? The FBI? I mean, who's going to go and charge or arrest Tony Fauci or anybody else involved in this? The FBI? I mean, who's going to do it?
No, they won't do it. We're looking for an honest attorney general. David Martin's working right now. Premeditated murder. Larry Klayman, I testified again for him and internationally with Reiner Fulmush and the Crimes Against Humanities. I testified. I filed legal affidavits, hundreds of pages, against the Ninth Circuit Court and the FBI, who first politically, you know, I was the first political arrest of this type on November 18th, 2011. I provided a terabyte hard drive in 2014, along with that, Dr. Rossetti, showing you Omicron. You want me to show you when these isolates were in these people and how many people's lives they destroyed, including my family? These are hate crimes, and these are again, and we need to charge these as such. Racketeering, RICO. I've got it all in it's been there since May of 2014 in the Ninth Circuit Court. The Attorney General, we met again with the Assistant Attorney General, March 16th of 2017, showed an entire table of head officials, every word I've said, every word in our four books, every word in everything, truth, all the sequences, they've been there all along. You've been infection by injection, just like this shot, and nothing's been done. I guess when we get an honest Attorney General somewhere in the country, or judges like the fabulous judge in Florida that said, that's unconstitutional. We've got to ask our sheriffs to step up. This is what we're doing. We need to arrest them all. And this is how I testified for Larry Klayman a few days ago and last year. Premeditated murder, crimes against humanity.
You know, our voting process, fake. Republicans and Democrats, fake. You know, every bureaucracy, the CDC, the FDA, the FBI doesn't even have a charter, all fake. The illusion of freedom, fake. The illusion of liberty, fake. I'm convinced viruses may be fake. But what we do have in this country is we do have real men and real women. People like you and I who see that all of this is fake and it's all criminal and it's all a conspiracy, depopulation, empowerment, subservience, a slave class, a ruling class. I mean, you name it. There are so many different motives all put together to create this fake illusion using the media who they own to propagandize and indoctrinate people in a multiple decades long brainwashing operation, which has become very successful. There are psyops running all over the place. Even wars are fake. The causes of the war, the actual events of the war, the ghost of Kyiv. The press is just allowed to sit out here and lie relentlessly. We really do live in the empire of lies, as I discussed on this program with Laura Logan. That the empire of lies will completely collapse if they stop telling lies. So they have to keep lying, and when they get busted lying, they just lie about their old lies. But we do have real men in positions of real authority, real sheriffs, real DAs. Real people who have to reach down inside right now and figure out and ask themselves, where do I stand? What am I going to do? What am I going to do right now? Am I going to be the brave one? Are they going to throw me in jail? So what? Who gives a damn? I'll start a prison ministry, okay? You can lock me up. You can come to my house. You can shoot me. You can swat me like they did to Candace Taylor last night, and they've done to me and many other people that is attempted murder. They can try to inject me. They can try to inject my kids. They can try to tear down this platform. They can take it off the internet. They've tried to silence you. They have not been successful. They have done the same to me. They have not been successful. And in Jesus' name, they will not be, because God wins. But I would really like to see this war that we are in right now. We are fighting a war. And I would really like to see this war be won and us be victorious before my kids get to the age where they may have to fight in some sort of an escalated or kinetic war, because I don't see an end to this coming unless it's end. They're not going to stop cheating until they're stopped. They're not going to stop killing us until they're stopped. They're not going to stop racketeering until they are stopped. Somebody has to stop them. I've got about a minute left. Judy, final words.
And that's what I think. Together, we're one nation under God, indivisible. You know, Dr. Aleem, Minister Farrakhan, we came back there. We're working together. We're standing by side by side. We're speaking in these rallies against the mandates. We're showing the evidence. We're going to speak the truth in love. We're going to love each other. We're not going to let somebody demonize us or put a stigma on us. We're going to overcome that and not be canceled and not let them win. We know love wins and we know God wins.
And we're not going to live in fear and we are not going to be intimidated. So you can try all you want to, but here we will be. Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
All right. While they're trying to intimidate and steal your freedom and individual liberty using terrorism and fear to get at everything that you have, including your kids that they're trying to steal, your money is also up next. If you have 50 grand or more in your IRA, 401k, or in your savings account, it's at imminent risk. You see the writing on the wall with the inflation, hyperinflation, tax hikes, government theft, $40 billion here, $100 billion there, funding the CDC and the FDA who are in turn trying to kill you and your kids, funding public schools who are in turn trying to indoctrinate and molest and rape and traffic your kids like CPS, another government organization turned and weaponized against you. Everything that you see is fake. What's not fake is the fact that they're coming after you. Protect everything that you have with gold and silver. Call my friends at Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, they won't try to steal from you, but instead, they'll give you up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Call Gold Co. right now, 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them Stu Peters sent you when you call Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD. Well, Candace Taylor was swatted last night. For those of you unfamiliar, swatting is when someone calls the police and pretends that there's a hostage situation or similar crime going on at someone else's address. The goal is to get the police to send in a heavily armed SWAT team to stop the non-existent crime and have them accidentally shoot and kill the person that they're swatting. And that's exactly what the goal was here. Whoever called the police said that Candace had just shot her husband 5 times and was still armed. The goal was to get the police to shoot her and kill her and then ask questions later. Luckily, that didn't happen. Instead, they just terrified the hell out of the entire Taylor family. They dragged her children out of bed. They romped into the house with rifles throughout the wee hours of the morning. And we have to be very clear about exactly what this was. This was attempted murder. It was terrorism. It doesn't matter if the attacker was next door or in Georgia or hundreds or even thousands of miles away. It doesn't matter if we couldn't see who they were. It was still terrorism and attempted murder. Some demonic leftist hates Candace so much that they wanted her murdered, but of course they were also too cowardly to even try to do the deed themselves. No surprise. Liberals are only brave when they're murdering helpless unborn babies or helping drag queens molest helpless children or looting stores after their politicians have ordered police to stand down. I spoke with Candace this morning. She's here in the green room now. You'll hear from her momentarily. Don't worry, she's okay. According to Candace, the person who targeted her used the TextNow app, which allows for sending anonymous messages to the police without being traced. She also said this, quote, TextNow is being weaponized by extremists to target and harass American Christians and their families. Some Christian Americans who have also been recently targeted using the TextNow app include Tim Pool, Ethan Ralph, Nick Fuentes, Bryson Gray, Dalton Claude Felter, and Stu Peters, just to name a handful. Since TextNow's owner, Derek Ting, and the TextNow app refused to cooperate with law enforcement on this matter, I'm calling for an investigation into Derek Ting and TextNow. I'm also calling for a corporate shutdown of the app company until they can identify and prosecute the extremist terrorists they are currently harboring. Swatting your ideological opponents is nothing new. Evil and insane people will always try to intimidate our families and stop our mission. We will not be swayed and we will not be fearful. We instead focus on God's word, Isaiah 54, verse 17, which clearly says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." Christians across the world will face persecution, but that's only because baby killers, communists, and sodomites and cowards in league with Satan hate the real living God that dwells within us. As John chapter 15 says, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. We will not waver or be afraid. Unquote. You heard our name on that list of swatting targets, and we can endorse everything that Candace just said. We will not waver or be afraid either. The cowards who attack in darkness, hiding behind anonymity, will not stop us. But we should be fighting to stop them. Every red state should treat swatting for what it is, attempted murder, and prosecute it accordingly. It's not harassment. It's not filing a false police report. It's a direct, premeditated effort to get another person killed. Find the people who do it and send them to prison for life. Or better yet, to the electric chair. How about that? Dr. Candace Taylor joins us now. Candace, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, for having me and for getting this message out. Because, yes, it was terrifying. My children were beside themselves. It was awful. And I was very upset last night. But I'm angry today. And we're going to find solutions. And we're going to fix this because I'm a fixer. And we're going to get whoever did this incarcerated. But we're also going to attack this company who is allowing these people, these criminals, these murderers to hide. It is wrong and it has to stop.
The same people that do this are the people that are carrying out the theft of our election, disenfranchising the vote, killing our babies, introducing our kids to molestation and grooming and rape and trafficking. These are the people that also hide behind legislation in the dark under the fakeness of government bureaucracy like the CDC or the FDA. Or CPS, who child traffic. These are the same people that tried to kill you and your family last night because you are boldly and bravely overtly speaking out against them.
And let's be real. The fake news media, the mainstream media, have attacked me all day, asking me, begging me for interviews, offering to pay for my surveillance footage. Why? So you can show my house and the inside of my house and how my house is set up with video footage? No, thank you. And I would only agree to go on conservative media for a reason, because y'all are here to speak truth. I'm sick and tired of being played by them. They perpetuate this narrative that gets people killed.
Well, I don't know if I would classify this program as conservative media, because that's participating in the dialectic, and I'm not going to do that. It's all fake. There's no such thing as a conservative or a liberal. I am a child of God, and I am a purveyor of truth. So you came on truthful media, and that's what this is. When we're looking at the surveillance footage, I mean, we can see these people converging on your house as they are trained to do. But these are the people that you trust with your life. These are the people that you are raised in a good home to believe are there to protect you, and most of them doing the job are. Did you know any of these cops that were there, and how did they feel? What did they say at the time?
At least 7 people there out of the 40 had my cell phone number. We're very close. I used to work at the sheriff's office. I was raised by a GBI agent who's now the head investigator over the sheriff's office. The sheriff goes to my church. Yes, I know them well. And they love me. And honestly, they were devastated. They were so upset. They've never had this happen before. And so as much as we were traumatized, they were traumatized too. And it's not fair. And it has to stop. They love me. And they were doing their job trying to protect me. And at the same time, putting me in danger.
If they're going to come for you and they're going to come for me, they're going to come for anybody who speaks out against any of this. I've got about a minute left here and I want to hear, you were on the phone with the GBI earlier. I don't know if you can talk about this or not, but have they committed themselves to investigating who did this and finding the perpetrators of this and locking them up for life or sending them to the electric chair for trying to kill you?
Yes, because my sheriff's office cares and they're awesome. And they got the GBI and the FBI special teams involved both. And they called, they were very, very kind. Every detail, they will leave no stone unturned, and they promised me they will do everything in their power to bring this person to justice.
Good. We're right behind you. Keep us posted. Thank you for being here. Dr. Candace Taylor, God bless you.
God bless you.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian owned, kingdom operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
One of the very most important things to understand about liberalism is that by its very nature, it corrupts. Liberalism has to make everything that it touches completely subservient to its ideological agenda, by force if necessary. That's why in the Soviet Union, the Communist Party filled up the country's churches with loyal communists, so that the word of God would be replaced with the word of Marx. In East Germany, the sacrament of confirmation received by Catholics and Lutherans was also replaced by a new godless ceremony, of course, dedicated to the tenets of communism. In every communist state, the government has seized total control of the press and universities and public schools, virtually every aspect of your life, because everything has to serve the state or it'll be destroyed. And the same all-consuming nature of liberalism lives on today. It thrives, actually. That's why this past June, every fake Christian church had a pride flag on display, and maybe a trans flag and a BLM flag too. Christianity teaches that pride is a sin, but the fake Christians of liberalism teach the opposite. Think about today. You can't let your children watch television or programming on Netflix or on Disney or Nickelodeon because it's guaranteed to be filled with the worst gay and trans propaganda to indoctrinate your kids. Our public schools have pride and BLM flags in the classroom and curricula filled with critical race theory poison. And now not even children's summer camps are immune. Amanda Garner is a self-published children's author as well as a Christian homeschool mother of three. She teaches a Bible class at the nearby Tarrant County Correctional Facility. And in addition to all of those roles, she serves as a local precinct chair for elections to protect Texas election integrity. All four of those things are very important and heroic, actually. But today, Amanda will be joining us with a much different and more horrifying story. Near where Amanda lives is a summer camp named Camp El Tesoro. This summer camp has now repurposed itself to promote homosexuality to children. We were sent a letter by a woman called Chelsea, the mother of two boys who were sent to this camp. Quote, I sent both of my sons to El Tesoro summer camp 3 weeks ago, the same summer camp that I went to as a child. As the week went on, we would check the site for daily pictures and some looked great. But I began to notice a few that came through that were of concern. Campers kissing on the forehead, close and inappropriate holding and hugging, makeup being put on, fingernail painting, etc. We went to pick them up on Friday, and here opens the floodgates. My oldest son tells me that boys were putting makeup on each other. Boys were holding hands with other boys and laying in the same bed with each other. They had transgender counselors, gay and lesbian counselors, multiple different sexually oriented leaders throughout the week of camp. My older son says that a survey was presented at lunch questioning about different sexual orientations. My younger son asked, why would the camp fly a rainbow flag next to a United States flag instead of the Texas one? My son also wanted to know, why would a man want to be a woman? Now, mind yourself, my youngest son is under the age of 8. Unquote. Absolutely none of this was in the camp registration, of course, but it didn't have to be. Liberals will always be looking to spread their ideology as a matter of course and will never give notice or ask permission first. That would defeat the purpose of getting their hooks in while parents aren't looking. Chelsea took her complaints to senior camp officials, but of course she's gotten nowhere and has been mostly ignored. We will not ignore information like this. We're not surprised that they did. Amanda Garner joins us as Chelsea's spokesperson now. Thank you, Amanda, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So Chelsea's kids were molested. I mean, that's what this is. Let's not beat around the bush.
And I would call it bullying, because when they refused to go along with the nail painting and the other homoerotic activities that were involved, her children were called homophobic and ostracized. And they were given a survey. Her oldest son, who was 12, was given a survey at lunchtime, asking him all kinds of questions about his sexuality, how he feels about certain communities, groups, etc. And when he answered N.A., the other boys took note of that and again called him homophobic.
So this Camp El Tesoro has been confronted by Chelsea. They refused to give her an answer. Has she contacted law enforcement by any chance? I mean, because this is criminal.
No, not that I know of. She's in the process of trying to find a lawyer right now, and she has requested to see these surveys, and so far they have not given her the surveys. They have told her
that these counselors are making her son hug another boy against his will, or hold hands, or paint his nails, or give kisses, or sleep in the same bed with another boy, and he doesn't want to do that. That's a criminal offense. She needs to contact the cops. An investigation should be opened up immediately. She should call 911 and report this as a criminal incident. This Camp El Tesoro and the people there are rapists and groomers and child molesters. I mean, that's what it is.
I've called the camp myself, and I've called several people who she spoke to, and the girl who works at the actual camp, the physical location, because it's a national organization, told me that she can't answer my question as to whether or not Pride Month is celebrated at their camp. I said, it's a simple question, yes or no. And she said, I'm going to refer you to corporate. So I called corporate and I got no answer.
What did corporate say to you? I mean,
there was no answer on the phone.
Oh, no answer on the phone.
Right.
So what is this really all about?
Can you repeat that?
What is this really all about, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it's grooming. And if they were so proud of what they were doing, it would be blasted all over Facebook. Instead, Chelsea was only able to see these photos because she's a parent. These photos are not available publicly on Facebook. These are private photos. And like I said, when I called, they refused to answer my question. So giving a child a survey, asking them sexual questions, talking to them about anything sexual, we need legislation in place that we can prosecute these people for doing that. These are minors, and they're doing it secretly and behind closed doors, from the parents.
In order to get any legislation in place, you would have to have actual real people in office instead of the fake things that we see out here in the dialectic that are just putting on a play, basically, and a show for the rest of the world to see. But the police need to investigate this absolutely 100% for sure. I just don't like the word groomer, and I know what you're getting at, but I just want to be very specific. These are child molesting pedophiles. And if they weren't, if they didn't get off on having sexual activity or sex with kids, they wouldn't be doing any of this. They're forcing their agenda onto these children because they want to have sex with them. That's who these people are, and they are sick. Pedophilia is fueled by homosexuality. Nobody can deny that. These transgender, gay, homosexual freak shows want to have sex with kids, and they should be locked up for life. That's what should happen to these people. They should be investigated by the police, arrested on suspicion, tried for these crimes, and when they're found guilty, they should be locked up and the key should be thrown away. They should never, ever have another opportunity to interact with another child again.
Well, in order for that to happen, we have to be louder, and we have to make sure that we are not going to accept it. We have to stop just rolling our eyes and looking the other way when somebody hands your kid a rainbow flag at a parade. You go up to that person and you tell them they're not allowed to talk to your child. We have to start at grocery stores. Everywhere we go, they're trying to push this agenda, and we have to stop just looking the other way. We have to demand to speak to the manager and say, we don't want it anymore. We don't want it thrust in our face. And anybody who speaks to my child about something sexual, I know that Ron DeSantis has the bill in Florida, but I don't even think that's enough. We need more than that.
Yeah, and I agree.
That's just the school. It needs to be anywhere. And parents have got to demand information and transparency from teachers, camps, anywhere. And if these camps, like I said, felt like everything that they were doing was fine, why isn't it publicly acknowledged? Why aren't they advertising that this is Pride Month and we're celebrating homosexuality here? If they did, no one would sign their kid up for this camp.
Yeah, it's because they're not just celebrating Pride. They're trying to molest kids. They know that. They know that they're guilty of being pedophiles and they don't want to out themselves. Too late. They're outed now. And, you know, I don't even think that it goes far enough as to just prosecute people like this. You mentioned parades, and I know that Chelsea didn't send her boys to this camp knowing what was going to take place, but there are parents who actually take their kids to pride parades to allow them to see this depravity happening. Cops are grinding on each other. They're part of the problem. They should be arrested too. But the parents who are responsible for tolerating or allowing or promoting or bringing their kids and introducing them to this should also be investigated for child abuse and potentially pornographic material and, you know, I don't know what else you want to call it, molestation, I guess. I mean, this is inappropriate sexual contact with minors. That's what it boils down to.
They underestimate the damage this is having on their children. They completely underestimate it. They're more concerned about being woke and posting their pictures on Facebook and bragging to their friends about how woke they are rather than protecting their own children.
Yeah, or even worse, they get off on it also, which, you know, we saw a lot of that with COVID and kids being stuck at home in abusive situations, particularly with pedophiles who rape and molest their own children, and that exploded because they weren't at schools and they weren't at camp and they weren't able to get out into the world and talk to people and have these investigations opened up or just get away from the people who are assaulting them. The whole thing is being done on purpose. Amanda Garner, for what you're doing for the family, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, people like this need to be tried for these crimes. And when they're found guilty, they need to be marched out of the courtroom immediately and have a bullet put directly into their brain. I won't apologize for saying that either. These people should have no access to children. And so long as they're breathing oxygen, they will find a way to put themselves around children. They deserve a bullet in the head, period. All right. I want to talk to you about these great brain supplements from Newtopia. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters. You'll learn an awful lot about yourself when you do, because there's a questionnaire there that asks you about the way that you process information and the way that you think. Then these brain supplements will be put together for you specifically in a custom fashion to allow you more creativity, more focus, more drive, more clarity throughout your day without hitting the snooze button 1,000 times every morning, without requiring a cup of coffee every morning, and without requiring that shot of caffeine. No, none of that. Boom, an on switch for your brain to keep you going all throughout the day. Maybe you like to drink the occasional glass of scotch or have a few beers every night. You can now find the healthy alternative by finding the same feeling, getting the same satisfaction, but replacing that with a brain supplement from Newtopia called Gabalicious. It's awesome. It's incredible. Plus, these brain supplements are 100% safe, 100% legal, and non-addictive. No, you won't go to jail for using these or find yourself in a halfway house or anything like that. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. They're excellent. Go there right now. Welcome back. There are 1.8 million children in the state of Massachusetts. That state keeps very detailed COVID data. So we know with absolute certainty that exactly zero of those children died of COVID in either 2020 or 2021. You know, we say this a lot on this program, but it's always worth saying again, COVID does not kill children. It's not even worth worrying about. But what could be killing them, what's likely to be killing them, what's almost absolutely certainly killing them are these shots that the Biden regime and medical establishment are obsessed with sticking into them. These shots that don't work even after you get a booster every 4 or 6 months. These shots that cause myocarditis and Bell's palsy and blood clots and all kinds of other problems, with the issues, by the way, getting worse and worse the younger and healthier you are. Well, the government, of course, isn't bothering to do any real surveys of the forced vaccine outcomes. So on his Substack, Steve Kirsch has been commissioning surveys of his own. And in those surveys, to no surprise to this show, he's finding that the rate of health issues is far, far higher than what Moderna or Pfizer or the government are willing to admit. The rate of heart issues alone is approximately 6.6%. Steve Kirsch recently estimated that the COVID vaccines will kill 300 kids for every one that it saves, if it's even that, because as we've seen, there are basically no lives to save in the first place. We wanted to talk more with Steve Kirsch about this and to that, and he joins us now. Steve, thank you so much for coming.
Great to be here, Stu. Always a pleasure.
So I want to talk to you about this estimation, saving 300 kids or killing 300 kids for every one that it saves. How can they save anybody at all, even one child, if they're not actually vaccines?
Well, they changed the definition of a vaccine so that it would fit a narrative, because they realized that the current definition that they had been using up until now didn't fit the COVID vaccines. So what the CDC did was they changed the definition of the vaccine. So therefore,
they can define it however they want. I mean, they can call it this or call it that and use fancy word salads. The fact is, it doesn't provide immunity. It has negative efficacy and it makes people sick and kills them. So how does it even save one, I guess, is my question.
Well, yeah, well, it's hard to save one when there isn't one to save.
Right.
And so a friend of mine did a Freedom of Information Act request on the death records in Massachusetts in 2020 and 2021. And what he found was that one death was recorded as being caused by COVID. So we were able to reach out to that family and we asked them sort of like, hey, sorry to hear about your child death. And the family said, it was a congenital heart issue that she had been born with. And so even the one death that they categorized as being a COVID death wasn't really a COVID death.
Yeah, it was just a lie, like the majority of them.
Yeah. And, you know, we had another person who got access to the death records in Arizona, or maybe it was New Mexico, and they found the similar thing, that these COVID deaths were being miscategorized. 5 out of 6 of these cases were not really COVID deaths. So it's been overemphasized, this threat of death, even not just for young people. Where in Massachusetts, if you were under, certainly 5 to 11, zero. In 2 years of COVID, there are 0 deaths, 5 to 11 in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's because COVID is fake. That's what it is. This is a bioweapon, and it was released intentionally to make people sick. It doesn't largely impact children, but the shots do. So people are still marching their kids into line to get these shots. I want them to know exactly what you have found about what these shots do by your surveys.
Well, so the most recent survey that we did showed, and we did it very carefully so that people wouldn't confuse COVID infection versus the COVID vaccine, because it's easier for taking these online polls, which this was. And, so these things are not as accurate as the gold standard of calling people and talking to people on the phone. But what the survey showed was that if 1 million people have died from COVID, then at least 500,000 people have died from the COVID vaccine, because we got half as many people saying that someone in their family died from the COVID vaccine as died from COVID. And so it's very clear that we were asking about different things. So that number is interesting, Stu, because we calculated from the VAERS data 500,000 deaths. And now we have a national poll showing 500,000 deaths. It's the exact same number. And it's, calculated or derived two completely different independent ways showing 500,000 deaths. We also showed from this poll at least 1 million cases of myocarditis. And that myocarditis is supposed to be rare mild. And, we didn't probe into how mild that was, but it's certainly not rare. And, there are lots of papers that have come out, confirming a higher incidence of myocarditis. And what's, of course, really troubling is that when the CDC does a paper, and they had this published in The Lancet, it was that their 6-month review is by Hannah Rosenblum. So if you look for Rosenblum VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, you'll find that Lancet paper. And in the Lancet paper, they basically said, hey, there are a lot of deaths here, folks, but, we've never had a vaccine like this one with an EUA that's rolled out to so many people so quickly. So this is what's known as a hand-waving argument to say that, don't pay attention to the facts here. Just listen to my argument. And my argument isn't backed by any facts or any data. It's just an attempt to explain the huge number of deaths. So in other words, the CDC itself couldn't explain why there were so many deaths. And then they had the gall to refer to another CDC paper, which is a vaccine safety data link paper. And in that paper, they looked by the way, the vaccine safety data link is supposed to be the definitive data for, they say, oh, it's much better than VAERS because it's not self-reported.
Right.
But in fact, the vaccine safety data link consistently underreports compared to VAERS. In other words, it's worse than VAERS is. And VAERS is typically 40 or more times underreported. But what was interesting in this paper is it showed that your all-cause mortality after taking the vaccine goes from essentially 1.0, which is normal, to like 0.2 or 0.3. So in other words, it drops by 70%. In other words, you can't be killed. After you take these vaccines, you're essentially immortal. You can't die from any disease, and you can't even die from accidents. Right, because all the diseases don't add up enough. You have to start going into accidents, which means you're essentially, people could come up and, you know, shoot you in the head and you wouldn't die. And of course, this is so nonsensical to anybody reading this. And this paper has the gall to cite this paper. And they don't even talk about the decrease in all-cause mortality, which everybody thinks is totally ridiculous. They just say, oh, no mortality increase was noted in the VSD study. So this is, these people are being completely disingenuous. And all of my attempts to talk to the authors of the CDC paper on this have been rebuffed. I talked, I had a phone call with one of the authors. She said, oh, I can't talk to you. I'm not allowed to. You have to talk to Martha Sharon at the CDC. Martha Sharon doesn't respond to any of my emails, any of my phone calls. They don't want to talk to you. Maybe, hey, Stu, maybe you should talk to, maybe you should have, call up Martha and see if Martha will come on your show and answer these questions, because these are, this is the safety study that the CDC has done on how safe the vaccines are. And nobody is, nobody in the medical community, Stu, is looking at this paper, which is published in The Lancet. And the paper just says, hey, nothing to see here, folks. There is no possible way that there is nothing to see here, folks, in the VAERS data. You can't go from a VAERS data, which is flatlined on pulmonary embolism, and then suddenly increases by 1,000 times.
COVID doesn't kill kids. COVID doesn't really kill people. People don't die from COVID. Yeah. They die with it. The whole thing has been based off of a fake and false, defective sham of a test, the PCR test. What we do know with absolute certainty is that the shots are killing people, record smashing numbers of people. They don't provide immunity to anything. We are lab rats. The needle is the experiment. And don't take them, because actually it is explainable why people are dying. And even if they're not dying, myocarditis, no matter how rare it might be, you're going to die early if you have myocarditis and heart problems. You're going to die earlier. You're going to be in a grave earlier than you would have been minus these shots. The shots are virtually killing almost everybody that they enter, because they're causing life-changing things. Plus, we have people flying in aircraft and dying. We have people driving on the road like maniacs only after getting these shots. There's something going on in these shots. We don't know exactly what it is, but do we really need to get into the scientific data about what's in these shots? No. We know that they're killing people, just as, it's this show's opinion, they were intended to do. That's what we believe. Steve Kirsch, for all your hard work, thank you so much. Find him at stevekirsch.substack.com. You're doing a brilliant job. Great work. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stu.
Of course, anytime. You know, Steve and I do agree on some things, but there is a huge gap between us. We separate completely at this point. Steve does not believe that there is an intentional or diabolical or cynical plan to kill people with these injections. He does not believe that these are intended consequences. I vehemently disagree. I 100% believe that there is a plan to depopulate and to carry out a mass murder, genocidal level event, and that it's working. And that they're employing the media, and that Big Pharma is funding the media to keep the narrative going, and that there are psyops running all over this country, and that everything that you see is fake, minus the deaths and the injuries, because that is the plan. Everything else is fake. The murders and the deaths are real, and kids are really dying. Keep them away from the shots. Period. They will kill you. Also, sleepless nights will lead you to an early grave and kill you. So can depression and low mood and stress and anxiety, all of these things contribute to what could be an early death. Avoid that by having the appropriate amounts and the right types of magnesium in your body. You can get all of those things with Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. This particular magnesium tablet has the 7 most important types of magnesium in the appropriate amounts for you to take and keep you healthy to combat sleepless nights and low mood and stress and anxiety. Who doesn't have that? Go do the research on your own. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous. But the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them. Individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
Time for the Money Minute with Carlos Cortez. I've been telling you for about a year and a half to book your appointment with this guy right here. Carlos Cortez joins us now. Go to CortezWM.com to book a personal appointment with this Jesus-loving, God-fearing Christian believer and absolute patriot. Or, better yet, go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and join the webinar. When people do, what are they going to get?
We're going to teach our God-fearing listeners how not to pay taxes on their IRAs and utilizing other assets to pay for the taxes and leveraging a lot of different things that are out right now that wasn't out a year and a half ago. So I'm very excited to be talking about that tonight. New refreshed Never Tax Me strategy that we're going to be talking about at 7 p.m. Eastern.
The Never Taxed Retirement Strategy, it's all part of the America First Retirement Plan. I mean, this sounds absolutely brilliant. It's a free webinar, by the way. Anybody can go there. You can do it from the comfort of your home, from your kitchen table. You can do it while you prepare dinner. You can do it from the toilet if you want to. I mean, you could do it in your car as long as you're driving safely. If you're on an aircraft with your friend, with your dog, with your husband, your wife, your spouse, your loved one, your partner, whatever you want to do. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, the Never Tax Retirement Strategy. Never pay taxes ever. Carlos Cortez, you'll be doing this immediately following this program, correct?
100%. Glad to do it.
Make sure that you get there. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Most importantly, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!